Driving skills and emergency situations. Whenever you drive, you must be alert. Always watch for and be prepared to react to a possible emergency situation. As a driver, there will be situations where you will need to reduce your speed immediately, sometimes to regain control of your vehicle, and other times to come to a complete stop. Remember, brakes work best just before your tires start to skid or slide on the road surface. Winter driving. Winter driving can create hazardous driving conditions. The driver must be prepared for these conditions and follow additional safe driving practices. It is not legal to enter a road that is officially closed due to hazardous conditions. The penalty for doing this is a $250 fine. Keep the windshield clear. Allow the defroster to warm up properly while scraping the ice off windows. The windshield washing fluid should contain an antifreeze solution. However, at high speeds and very cold temperatures, the fluid may freeze on the windshield and totally obscure your vision. Get the feel of the roadway. Try your brakes while driving slowly and adjust your speed to how much traction you have. Slow down. Snow tires or tire chains are helpful, but you should still double your distance for following other vehicles. Studded snow tires may be used from October 15 to April 15. Passing trucks may create snow fog. This greatly reduces your visibility. Look ahead for curves in the road, look behind for vehicles following, and slow down. Remember that on bridges and shaded spots, frost and ice form quicker and are retained longer than on the rest of the roadway. To stop on ice, you should pump the brakes when driving vehicles equipped with drum-type brakes on all four wheels. Vehicles equipped with disc brakes require a slow, intermittent braking action, fully on and then fully off, long enough to let the disc brakes release so that all wheels are rolling again. If you slam on your brakes, your wheels will lock and your tires will skid. Keep firm and continuous pressure on anti-lock brakes, ABS. Manually pumping anti-lock brakes, or letting up on them, decreases their effectiveness because it turns the system off and on. Carry a winter survival kit in your vehicle, warm clothing, footwear, shovel, energy food, etc. If your vehicle becomes stuck in a snowstorm, stay with the vehicle. Most deaths occur when people leave their vehicles and get lost. Open your windows slightly and run the vehicle and heater for only short periods of time to avoid carbon monoxide poisoning. Stay active and do not panic. Meeting snow removal equipment. Here are a few suggestions to help you recognize winter driving hazards while plow trucks are working. Stay well back from snow plows. Sometimes they have to stop and back up. Plow drivers can't see directly behind themselves, and plows also throw sanding material. Remember, don't crowd the plow. Know where the plow is on multi-lane roadways. The plow could be in either lane or on the shoulder. Be extremely cautious when passing a snow plow. They can be moved sideways by drifts and hard snowpack. Never drive through whiteouts caused by crosswinds or plowing light snow. Snowplows pull over and stop frequently to allow traffic to pass. Be patient and wait until you can see. Watch for plow trucks on interstate ramps and turning around on authorized vehicle-only crossovers. Don't assume you'll have good traction because the road looks sanded. The sand can sink into the snowpack, leaving a slick surface. Slow down and drive according to the conditions. Most winter crashes are caused by driving too fast for conditions. Skids. Most skids are the result of driving too fast for the road conditions on slippery roadways. The key to safe vehicle operation is slower speeds. Two pictures. Skid. To correct. Continuing with the text. In rear-wheel drive automobiles, you should stay off the brakes and gradually ease off the accelerator. Turn your wheels in the direction the rear end of your vehicle is skidding. If the rear end of the vehicle skids right, steer right. If the rear end of the vehicle skids left, steer left. When front-wheel drive vehicles start to skid when traveling at moderate speeds, you should accelerate slightly and steer in the direction you want to go. If there is no room to accelerate, shift into neutral or push in the clutch. Remember, front-wheel drive vehicles have positive, accurate, and quick steering. The vehicle goes exactly where you point it. Four-wheel drive vehicles have a tendency of giving the driver a false sense of security. Therefore, slower speeds on slippery surfaces are extremely important. When traveling at moderate speeds, you should accelerate and steer into the direction of the skid. At higher speeds, or in the event there is no room to accelerate, you should push in the clutch or, with automatic transmission vehicles, shift into neutral. Rain. A hard surface roadway is very slippery just after it starts raining. Water combines with the road dirt and oil to form a slick film between your tires and the roadway surface. When the water on the roadway becomes deeper, another hazardous situation occurs: hydroplaning. This occurs when your tires ride on the water and not on roadway surface. Rain reduces visibility and increases the possibility of a dangerous skid. Slow down and be alert. Flooding. Flooding can occur when streams and rivers flow over their banks, when dams or levees break, when there is runoff from deep snow, or any time there is heavy rainfall. Floodwaters can be found on roads, bridges, and low areas. Flash floods can come rapidly and unexpectedly. They can occur within a few minutes or hours of excessive rainfall. It is not legal to enter a road that is officially closed due to hazardous conditions. The penalty for doing this is a $250 fine. Do not drive through flooded areas. If you see a flooded roadway ahead, turn around and find another route to get to your destination. Be cautious, especially at night when the visibility is limited. Remember, 6 inches of water will reach the bottom of most passenger cars, causing loss of control or possible stalling. 2 feet of moving water can carry away most vehicles, including sport utility vehicles and pickup trucks. Even if the water appears shallow enough to cross, do not attempt to cross a flooded road. Water can hide dips, or worse, floodwaters can damage roadways by washing away the underlying road surface. If there is no other route, proceed to higher ground and wait for the water to subside. Flat tire or blowouts. While you are driving, if one of your tires becomes flat or you have a blowout, you might lose control of your vehicle. The warning sign to listen for is a thumping sound. If a front tire blows out, your vehicle will pull in the direction of the blown tire. A flat rear tire will cause the vehicle to sway back and forth. To regain control, grasp the steering wheel tightly and steer straight ahead. Ease up on the accelerator, but do not brake until you have regained full control. Turn onto the shoulder when your vehicle is almost stopped. Running off the pavement. If your tire drops off the edge of the pavement onto the shoulder, do not try to swerve back onto the pavement because you may lose control of your vehicle. Grip the steering wheel and ease up on the accelerator. If you brake hard, you may go into a skid. After you have slowed down and are in complete control, look for traffic behind you, signal, and turn gently back onto the pavement. Equipment failure. If your headlights suddenly fail, try your parking lights and turn signals and leave the roadway as soon as you have slowed down. Remember, without lights, other drivers can no longer see you. If your windshield wipers fail in rain or snow, slow down and stick your head out your side window in order to see as you leave the roadway. If your accelerator pedal sticks, depress the clutch or shift it into neutral. You may also turn the engine off. However, this may result in the loss of power steering and power brakes. Never turn your vehicle's ignition to the lock position while it is still in motion. This will cause the steering to lock if you try to turn the steering wheel. When you can do so safely, steer to the side of the road. Brakes do their best job just before the tires lock and start to skid or slide on the road surface. Reading the road. As an operator, you must adjust your speed to fit the weather, traffic conditions, and the condition of the road. Slow down when you are driving where there are ruts, holes, broken pavement, or other objects on the road. Do not slam on your brakes or steer hard to avoid these obstacles. Driving on loose gravel is harder than driving on pavement because your tires don't have the traction needed to give you stable control. Slow down and avoid sudden changes in direction. Should an oncoming vehicle cross into your lane, slow down and try to warn the oncoming driver by flashing your headlights. If the vehicle keeps coming, pull as far to the right as possible. If there could be a collision, steer off the road to the right when conditions permit, or stop on the far right shoulder of the road. Distracted driving. Driving requires your full attention. It is not legal for anyone to text, composing, reading, or sending an electronic message while driving or fail to maintain control of a motor vehicle due to activity that is not necessary to the operation of the vehicle and actually impairs, or would reasonably be expected to impair, the ability of the individual to safely operate the vehicle. The penalty is a $100 fine. Driving posture. Drive with both hands holding the steering wheel. You never know when evasive action may be needed, so be ready. Use one foot to operate both the gas pedal and brake pedal to avoid riding the brakes, which can cause them to overheat. Fatigue. Fatigue, being tired, increases the chance of a crash. If you are sleepy, the only safe cure is to get some sleep. If you don't, you risk your life and the lives of others. Danger signs of fatigue are difficulty in focusing or keeping eyes open, inability to recall the last few miles driven, having the sense of being detached or watching the vehicle being driven rather than driving it, crossing the center line or dropping off the edge of the pavement, missing traffic signs or lights, tailgating or following other vehicles more closely than you normally would, forgetting to dim headlights, excessive yawning, and inability to hold head up, nodding off. Sharing the road with trucks. It may sound obvious, but trucks are not large cars. To reduce the chance of a crash with a large tractor trailer, the so-called 18-wheeler, drivers must be familiar with a truck's physical capabilities and common maneuvers. Braking. Tractor trailers take longer to stop than a car traveling at the same speed. A fully loaded tractor trailer may take more than 400 feet on dry pavement to come to a complete stop, or more than the length of a football field. Turning. With any turning vehicle, the rear wheels follow a shorter path than the front wheels. The longer the vehicle, the greater the difference. That's why the drivers of tractor trailers must often swing out to the left as the first step in making a right turn. When following a tractor trailer, observe its turn signals before trying to pass. If it appears to be starting a left turn, wait a moment to check and see which way the driver is signaling he's going to turn before passing on the right. A trucker's blind spots, the no zone. It is important to be seen whenever you are driving. Many drivers falsely assume that a trucker can see the road better because they sit twice as high as the driver of a car. While truckers do enjoy a better forward view and have bigger mirrors, they still have serious blind spots, or no zones, into which a car can disappear from view, up to 20 feet in front of the cab, on either side of the tractor trailer, particularly alongside the cab, and up to 200 feet in the rear. Drivers lingering in the blind spots on the sides and in the rear hamper a trucker's ability to take evasive action to avoid a dangerous situation, and the possibility of a crash is increased. An excellent rule of thumb for drivers sharing the road with a tractor trailer is, if you can't see the truck driver in his or her side mirror, he or she can't see you. Maneuverability. Trucks are designed to carry many products to and from towns and cities, They are not designed to be as maneuverable as cars. Trucks have longer stopping and accelerating distances, wider turning radii, and weigh more. On multi-lane highways, tractor-trailers stay in the center lane to help the flow of local traffic on and off the highway. Staying in the middle lane also increases the truck driver's options if he or she has to switch lanes in order to avoid a dangerous situation or a crash. Following is a list of some of the most common mistakes drivers must avoid when driving around trucks. Cutting off a truck in traffic or on the highway to reach your exit or turn. Cutting into the open space in front of a truck removes the truck driver's cushion of safety. Trying to beat a truck to a single-lane construction zone represents a particularly dangerous situation. Take a moment to slow down and exit behind a truck. It will only take you a few extra seconds. Don't linger alongside a truck when passing. Always pass a tractor-trailer completely and always on the left side. If you linger when passing any vehicle, your position makes it impossible for the trucker to take evasive action if an obstacle appears on the road ahead. Following too close or tailgating. When following behind a truck, if you can't see the truck driver's rearview mirrors, there is no way the truck driver can see you. Tailgating a truck or car is dangerous because you take away your own cushion of safety if the vehicle in front of you stops short. And if the vehicle you are following hits something on the road, you will have no time to react before it hits the front of your car. Never underestimate the size and speed of an approaching tractor-trailer. Because of its large size, a tractor-trailer often appears to be traveling at a slower speed than it is. A substantial number of car-truck collisions take place at intersections because the driver of the car does not realize how close the truck is or how quickly it is approaching. Sharing the road with motorcycles. Motorcyclists have the same rights and responsibilities on public roadways as other drivers. Special conditions and situations often cause greater problems for motorcyclists. Drivers should be aware of these problems so they can more safely share the roadway with motorcyclists. Special hazards. Allow the motorcyclist a full lane width. Although it may seem as though there is enough room in the traffic lane for an automobile and a motorcycle, remember the motorcycle needs the room to maneuver safely. Do not share the lane. Approximately one-half of all motorcycle crashes involve another motor vehicle. Nearly 40% were caused by the other vehicle turning left in front of the motorcyclist. Motorcycles are small and may be difficult to see. Motorcycles have a much smaller profile than other vehicles, which can make it more difficult to judge the speed and distance of an approaching motorcycle. Always signal your intentions before changing lanes or merging with traffic. This allows the motorcyclist to anticipate traffic flow and find a safe lane position. Remember that motorcyclists are often hidden in a vehicle's blind spot or missed in a quick look due to their smaller size. Always make a visual check for motorcycles by checking mirrors and blind spots before entering or leaving a lane of traffic and at intersections. Don't be fooled by a flashing turn signal on a motorcycle. Motorcycle signals usually are not self-canceling, and riders sometimes forget to turn them off. Wait to be sure the motorcycle is going to turn before you proceed. Remember that road conditions which are minor annoyances to you pose major hazards to motorcyclists. Motorcyclists may change speed or adjust their position within a lane suddenly in reaction to road and traffic conditions such as potholes, gravel, wet or slippery surfaces, pavement seams, railroad crossings, and grooved pavement. Allow more following distance, 3 or 4 seconds, following a motorcycle so the motorcyclist has enough time to maneuver or stop in an emergency. In dry conditions, motorcycles can stop more quickly than a car. Being aware of these situations can help you, as a driver, share the road safely with motorcyclists. Sharing the road with bicycles. Bicyclists are required to follow the same road rules as motorists. This is important because it establishes clear expectations for bicyclists as well as motorists. However, bicyclists generally travel at slower speeds than motorists, which can create special considerations for sharing the road safely. Remember to reduce speed when encountering bicyclists. Bicyclists shall ride as near to the right side of the roadway as feasible, but may take the entire lane when hazards, road width, or traffic speed dictate. Recognize situations that may be potentially dangerous to bicyclists and give them space. When passing, maintain a safe operating distance between your car and a bicyclist. Pass a bicyclist only when road and traffic conditions dictate that it is safe to do so. Check over your shoulder after passing a bicyclist and before moving back to normal position. In inclement weather, give bicyclists extra room. Scan for bicyclists in traffic, particularly at intersections. Most crashes involving a motor vehicle and a bicyclist occur at intersections. Allow bicyclists extra time to cross intersections. When turning right, check your blind spot for bicyclists before initiating the turn. Motorists turning left must yield to bicyclists who are approaching from the opposite direction. Avoid driving in designated bicycle lanes other than to make a right turn. Do so safely. Signal and look before moving into the bicycle lane on approach to your turn. Children on bicycles are often unpredictable and may not have adequate knowledge of traffic laws. Children may be harder to see because they are typically smaller than adults. So, expect the unexpected and slow down. Seat belts. There is no good excuse for not wearing seat belts. Seat belts have been proven to be one of the most effective safety devices today. Most of the traffic deaths and serious injuries occur when the driver and passengers are ejected or are thrown onto the dashboard. Your chances of being killed are 4 times greater if you are thrown from the vehicle. Seat belts help keep vehicle occupants in place, reducing the chance of death or injury. This is not only for highway driving. In fact, crashes causing injury are most likely to occur at speeds of less than 40 miles per hour and within 25 miles of home. At 30 miles per hour, the force is like hitting the ground from the top of a 3-story building. Drivers have much to gain by taking a few seconds to fasten their seat belts. Not only do seat belts protect you, but seat belts help you maintain proper riding and driving posture, making you feel less tired after a trip. Belts must be worn correctly. Lap belts should lie snug and low across the hips, not across the abdomen. Shoulder belts should lie across the chest and over the collarbone with minimal, if any, slack. Automatic seat belts automatically move into place around front seat occupants when the car doors are closed. A separate lap belt must be fastened manually to provide sufficient protection with automatic shoulder belts. Wear your belt correctly. North Dakota's seatbelt law requires all front seat occupants to wear seat belts. Certain exemptions apply. Occupants under the age of 18 must be buckled up in both the front and rear seating positions. 4 pictures of seatbelt use, reading clockwise from the top. Yes. No. 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 Continuing with the text. Airbags. Airbags are designed to provide supplemental protection for belted front seat occupants in a frontal crash. Lap and shoulder belts must always be used in conjunction with an airbag to protect occupants in side impact and rollover crashes. Airbags work best when everyone is buckled and children, especially those aged 12 and younger, are properly restrained in the back seat. If you transport children, check the vehicle and child restraint manufacturer's recommendations for child restraint use in vehicles with side airbags. Child restraints, car safety seats. Motor vehicle crashes are a leading cause of death and injury for children in North Dakota. Tragically, most deaths and injuries can be prevented with the proper use of car safety seats and seat belts. North Dakota's child passenger safety law requires children under 8 years of age must be properly secured in a child restraint, car seat, or booster seat. A seat belt may be substituted for children who are at least 57 inches tall. Children ages 8 through 17 must be properly secured in a seatbelt or child restraint. Child restraints and seatbelts must be used correctly, following the manufacturer's instructions. The penalty for violation is $25 and 1 point against the license of the driver. Incorrectly used car seats may not protect a child in a crash. Follow the manufacturer's instructions and vehicle owner's manual exactly. Correct use of a child restraint includes 1. Installing the car seat tightly in the vehicle with the safety belt or latch system, and 2. Snugly securing the child in the car safety seat. Other child passenger safety tips. Children under age 13 should ride in the back seat, even if the vehicle does not have an airbag. Never place a rear-facing infant car seat in front of an airbag. Children should be at least 40 pounds and at least 4 years of age to move from a car seat to a booster seat. Never allow children to ride in the cargo area of a pickup truck. Never buckle 2 children into 1 seatbelt. For more information, contact the North Dakota Department of Health at www.ndhealth.gov/injury/ or call 1-800-472-2286.